This is Justin Michael Williams, and welcome to the Kingdom Podcast. I am enough. I am golden, baby. I am enough. I am enough. This is for everyone. All beliefs are welcome here. And so it doesn't matter if you call it God, spirit, the universe, crystals, science, or unicorns. You are welcome here. This is our moment to connect to something greater. This is our moment to remember how powerful we really are. Welcome to the kingdom. We begin each session with a prayer. Let's begin. God, spirit, universe, all that is, all that ever has been, and all that ever will be, we thank you. Thank you for opening our hearts and our minds. Thank you for giving us the commitment and the discipline and the ability and the health and the presence and the awareness to come here today and to be here now in this moment. I am so grateful and so thankful for this incredible community. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for allowing us to create this web of change that you are weaving through us and with us. And today, as we go into our lesson of coming home to ourselves with our very special guest who's coming to us virtually, may we all be fully present. May we all open our hearts and our minds to hear exactly the message that we needed to hear, even if it wasn't the message that we knew we needed to hear or that we were looking for. Let us hear the exact message that we need to take our lives to the next level and to step into the fullness of who we are in 2021 and beyond, but starting now. We thank you. We love you, we honor you, and we are here together in your service and glory. This is your moment now to welcome in your personal prayer or intention. I'll be quiet for about 60 seconds. Welcome in your prayer now. God, spirit, universe, all that is, all that ever has been, and all that ever will be, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us together. May this kingdom continue to glow and flourish as we spread waves of change and hope and love around the planet. May our numbers multiply so that we can spread this message of love and hope throughout the world. Thank you for using me at your service. Thank you for using us at your service. May this year and all the lessons we've learned and all that's to come in the next year be blessed for transformation and growth and good. So it is. Ashe, aho, salam, shalom, awen, amen, satnam, om. Thank you. Thank you. Here we are. Here we are in the spirit of prayer. Here we are rising together. And as we go into today's session, which is going to be something special for you all, today's session is called The Power of Homecoming. Now, I know the name might feel a little different to you, but I want you to listen to me carefully. Because as we talk about the power of homecoming, what we're talking about is coming home to yourself. What we're talking about is when you feel lost, how do we come home to ourselves? Because as we go throughout this year and we continue to elevate and evolve and change and go through challenges, and who knows what the hell 2021 is about to bring, right? Like, as we go through these moments, we think about honestly coming back to ourselves. And when I say honestly, it's what does it mean to be in truth with our true selves, not the personality self. I don't know how many of you all watched Soul from this movie that's out by Pixar. Woof, incredible, right? And so if you haven't watched it, Disney Plus, get on it right away. And talking about not just coming back to that personality self, not coming back to the things that you're doing, but coming back home to yourselves. You know, this space that we're in is a home for us. But there's that home within you that's greater than you, that helps us come back every time we're lost and find our way back on track. And my special guest today is someone named Dr. Tama. And I don't know how many of you know Dr. Tama, but her Instagram posts, I'm just gonna put a few of them up here. Her Twitter and Instagram posts will get you together. And this is how, I just wanna make sure you all have her name properly. It's Dr. Tama. Okay, I'm gonna put that up on the screen really quick for you all. And Dr. Tama has her own podcast called The Homecoming Podcast, and it's incredible. And Dr. Tama's been one of those people who I actually interviewed on my podcast when it was called Motivation for Black People, and then evolved, and we've built this beautiful kind of working colleague relationship, friendship, and her accounts have blown up. And the reason they've blown up is because she's speaking such deep truth. So I just wanted to pull, before I have her interview for you all, I just wanted to pull a few of her quotes, and I want you to listen to them like a meditation and hear what lands in you. And then I'd love to hear your responses in the comments, in the chat box, of what lands for you when you hear these. So I'll read them a little slowly. So here's the first one. Insecurity and fear will have you running from goodness and chasing foolishness. As clarity and confidence come, the pattern shifts. As clarity and confidence come, the pattern shifts. So just notice what you feel. Close your eyes and take that in. Where does that land in your life when you come home to yourself? Insecurity and fear will have you running from goodness and chasing foolishness. I want you to see if you can personalize these quotes and see where you've done these in your life, because we've all done this, all of us. There's no shame and blame. Here's another one. In the wrong relationship, friendship, or job, you will feel like a burden, but in the right place, you will know you're a blessing. Feel that. How does that truth layer on top of your life? Where is there a relationship, friendship, or place that you felt a burden or feel a burden? And if you don't feel anything, don't force it. Just notice what arises. Beautiful. Here's another one. Instead of bragging about playing chess in your relationships while others are playing checkers, consider the possibility of not playing games in the matters of the heart. Don't she get you together? Instead of bragging about playing chess in your relationships, ooh, I've got this, while others are playing checkers because you think they're less than you, or they're not doing it right, or they're different, or whatever it is that you feel, consider the possibility of not playing games in matters of the heart. And then finally, you're gonna be glad you didn't settle. You're going to be glad that you did not settle. You're going to be glad you didn't settle. Here is Dr. Tama with Coming Home to You. Hey, everybody, this is Justin Michael Williams, and I am so excited to bring you, you know, one of my promises for this series for the start of the year was to bring you the voices that I thought were the most impactful from 2020 and the most important to be highlighting and making sure that we heard, not just in our minds and in our ears, but in our hearts in 2021 and beyond. And there is no one better that I could think than to bring you, like I sent the email asking her to come with my fingers and toes crossed, okay? And so I got here on the line with me, Dr. Tema. Dr. Tema,
what's Yay!
Up? So excited to have you here. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Tema, first of all, you need to get on her Instagram and on her Twitter and your whole life will be changed every day, okay? And because the quotes are unbelievable and I'll pull one up in just a moment that I love. And Dr. Tema is a minister, a licensed psychologist, and a sacred artist. And one of my favorite things that I hear you say, you know, at the beginning of pretty much every single one of your podcast episodes is that your work takes you on a journey home to yourself.
Yes.
It.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, I appreciate you having me. And it is so important that we reconnect with ourselves. We have been wandering for many reasons. Mm-hmm. It's so good to come home.
Yep. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about as we've talking about endings and beginnings and this ritual that we put ourselves through at this kind of random date that we've decided to put ourselves through it. You know, some of us do it on our birthdays too, or different moments. And I love this concept of coming home to yourself. And so in this process of ending and beginnings, it feels like there's this middle ground or in between ground of this kind of like coming home to yourself. And so when people hear that, it sounds nice, but what does that really mean?
Yeah.
You know?
It is living authentically and really being aware of what you think, what you feel, what you need, what you want. Because with the busyness of life, even in a pandemic, especially in a pandemic, we can lose sight of ourselves. We can erase ourselves. We can assume that other people's thoughts are our thoughts. We can live a life that is in constant reaction to everything that is happening. So if I'm just reacting, I'm not authentically living. It is just everything is in response to everyone else.
Yeah.
And so to come home is to have a sense of inner peace, a sense of clarity, a sense of groundedness in who I am. Mm. And that is healing.
That is healing. And, you know, when I hear you say the thing in the beginning, you know, one of the things that we're doing in the Manifest New Year's event, which for those of you who are watching this and are not on that, it's totally free. You can get access to it anytime. I'll put the link below. And we're doing visioning for this, that simple reason of what do you actually want? But one of the things that I think is so important that you highlight in so much of your work, Dr. Tema, is when we're asking that question, what do you want? It's like, who is doing the choosing? Like, who is doing the wanting, you know, and what part of ourselves? And so can you help us understand that a little bit more to how to get clear?
Yes, there are so many shoulds. You know, we get messages from so many things around us that tell us what our ideal should be. You know, and your ideal may come from, well, my mother always said, or my, you know, my parents always said, or my religion said I have to, or my culture says I have to, or social media comparison says I have to post this or be this or do this. And so, you know, we hear what everyone else is saying and that we are bombarded with media, right? We are bombarded with these images from childhood. You know, we have been force-fed an idea of what is beautiful. We've been force-fed an idea of like who gets to be intelligent. We've gotten, you know, force-fed this idea of what does success look like? And maybe it's not a fancy title, but you're living your dreams, you know? And so for us to shed all of the shoulds and get to truth, that is what homecoming is all about. Because in the eyes of the world, you might look successful. And we know we can curate an experience on social media that looks like success. But when I say homecoming, it's at midnight, right? When nobody else is there, when nobody else sees what's going on the inside, that's what home is.
And that, and the, and just for, to pin that for everybody, your podcast, the Homecoming Podcast, just so everybody.
Yes, can... absolutely. So I would love for you all to follow me on this journey, and I will be following you as a co-journey experience because I have to do my own homecoming. And so it's on YouTube and iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Homecoming with Dr. Tama. And I would love for you to join us.
It is amazing, y'all. Just amazing. It, like, and it will get it get you together too, real quick. Like, woof. You know, and that leads me into your, you know, your Twitter and your Instagram account that I think has really just, you know, in the last year for sure.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And you've been doing this work obviously much more than just the last year, but I think the pointedness at which this comes, I think, hits a lot of us. And to be honest with you, I think for like the Black and brown folks out here, yes, right? Mm-hmm. It hits us in a way that it's like, it reminds me of like my grandma telling me, like, mister, you know what I mean? I'm just going to say that word. Like, you know what I mean? I had a few other words coming to mind, but
mister,
pay attention, you know? And so I want to put one up on the screen real quick that that you just posted pretty recently that I thought was beautiful. Is relationships are complicated. Forgive yourself for the times you stayed as the house burned down around you. Forgive yourself for the times your past caused you to run without giving the present a chance to grow. My gosh. You know, and I know a lot of people in this new year are manifesting new relationships, their change in their current relationship, all this kind of stuff. So unpack this a little bit.
Yes. Yes. And it was so amazing with the post. And a lot of people said, I'm number one, or I'm the second one, or they would say, I've done both. And I can say with honesty, I have done both.
Yeah, me too.
And so that first one is when we stay too long, you know, the times that you have been in circumstances and, you know, and as I was writing it, I'm thinking about romantic relationships, but it can be friendships as well, when you know, it's not good for you. And it says, as you're staying, as the house burns down around you. Yeah. So, you know, what gets burned down? Your self-esteem, your hope, your trust, sometimes your sense of safety, whatever those things are deteriorating, and yet we're holding on. And there's no shame in that, right? When I say it, because there are a lot of reasons we hold on. One, we often get told that relationships are work, which they are, but are we jointly working, or is somebody working to sabotage you, to destroy you, to break your confidence and spirit so they can feel better about themselves, right? That is not what we want to endure. And so we often hold on thinking like, well, I just have to keep working at it. And I'll say, especially people who are successful, because you're like, I know how to get things done, right? So if I just put my mind to it, this is going to work.
We're going to figure this out. I'm going to fix this.
I'm going to fix it. Well, the house just burning down, but I'm going to fix it. And, you know, another reason why we stay in a burning house is feeling like I don't want to either give up on myself or give up on the person.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually things are not bad every moment of the day. So that keeps people's hope alive. Like, oh, maybe it's getting better. Like it's been, you know, tears and screaming and crying, but today was a good day. And now like you're back in it. So thinking about forgiving yourself for the times that you wanted to believe, even when everything was showing you and telling you, get out of there. And so what I just like to say is, you know, instead of just grieving the lost time, is to appreciate your present now, your present awareness, right?
Yeah.
It may have taken a while, but I have clarity and I'm going forward. And then the second category is when often because of past pain and past trauma and past difficulty, we're quick to run. And so, you know, I do a lot of counseling with people who have been in bad relationships and now want a good one, but can be what we call hypervigilant. So we're looking for a red flag, right? Because it's not going to happen again. So it's like, what'd you say? I'm out of here. I'm
gone.
Here.
Like so fast, you didn't even know what happened. Okay. Just out the door.
Right. It's like, wait, what went wrong? You know, so we're walking around with our hearts guarded and we have our mental bags packed, that at any moment we're ready to like shut it down. And so then sometimes we miss the opportunity to really get to know people because of that fear. And so forgiving ourselves, because some people then have regrets about like, maybe that could have been something good and I sabotaged it or messed it up. So we give ourselves grace, compassion, and awareness. So then we can go forward with balance. I don't want to stay in a house that is destroying me. And I don't want to run because of my fear from the past that is not really based in what's happening in the present.
Yeah. And so the middle ground that we want to find ourselves in, how do you define that then? How do we know when we're in that sweet spot? What does that look like?
Yeah. So the middle place is mutuality, reciprocity, two-sided relationship. Some of us are either in savior mode, where you're like, you think of dating partners as a project. I'm going to fix them, right? When I get through with them, they're going to be amazing.
A couple of years ago, that was my commitment to never do again. I had caught that in my shadow and I was like, listen,
stop.
We did no more students. Okay.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. So we resign, you know, we resign from being the teacher, the leader, the maker of other people. And then also, surrendering the fantasy of the distressed person who will be rescued.
Yeah.
And that's when you have that idea of like, nothing in my life will be right until someone shows up to make it right. Right. And so I'm not doing any work on myself. I'm just waiting and hoping the right person will transform me. And so instead I'm looking for, you know, you understand relationships to be mutual care, mutual growth, mutual respect, a place in which I am honored and I honor the other person, where I pay attention to issues that are of a concern. I'm sorry, are you hearing all that?
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, it's not as loud as you think. Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, would you?
We all, but you know what's so funny is Zoom blocks it out and we all got kids screaming in the background and stuff. So everybody's used to it now. Before the pandemic, people would have been like, this is not acceptable.
Right,
now people
it's are not like, acceptable. Right. Yeah. There's some kids back there. Doing something. Yeah. But yeah, so the mutuality and reciprocity, and then also the middle ground is vulnerability.
Yeah.
Right. Is that I'm going to be honest and stick around to see who you are, you know, so that I am not running from shadows.
Yes, this is so beautiful. And I think I love the thing that the compassion at which you very sweetly, but fiercely, like give it to us in these messages. You know, it's the perfect dosage of words because I love what you started with. This is forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it is. It's not like a lot of times we see memes and quotes that are like, you've been staying too long. You should have left. You know what I mean? Like you blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, no, like hold that compassionate, sweet space.
Yeah. Yes. It's so important. And that's why, you know, in the podcast, I often use the we, you know, as the reminder of like, we are not like just divine teacher who gets it all right. And, you know, you all are all fallible, messing it up. It's like, no, I get it. Right. I get it. Not just from what I have read, but what I have lived. And so then, you know, it being tender with ourselves.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. You know, as I'm thinking about going into the new year, And a lot of people creating these visions and wanting to step into a new dawn of their life. And given everything that has happened with 2020, I think a big thing, like one of the funny memes that I saw early in 2020 was like, all right, none of this shit was on my vision board. You know what I mean?
Like, none of it.
And so the interesting thing is it gives us a deeper way to look at manifesting, envisioning in the new year. So given that, like, how are we and how are you looking at it differently this year?
Yes. One of the things that has been highlighted for me this year is the not chasing and striving after things that are not fulfilling. Mm. That there has been a forced reordering of priorities of like, what is really important? And also, what are the things I took for granted? There's some things we didn't put on the board that now you would, to be able to hug your loved ones, right? To be able to go and see people and, you know, not have to think twice about giving them a hug or, you know, talking to them in person. And so our vision for the future needs to shift based on the things we took for granted and also the things that we chased that are just not really important. Yeah. And I think an important piece for me is not thinking about returning to the old way.
Yeah.
But what are the ways that this year has transformed me that I actually want to hold on to? You know, one of the things for me is, you know, before the pandemic, the weekends were like jam-packed for me, going this place and that place and doing this and doing that. And then Sunday night, I'm exhausted and having to start the week all over again. And so with COVID and everything shut down, it's like the weekend has actually been restoration time, right? The weekend has actually been a weekend of stillness. So, you know, when I wake up Monday morning, I actually feel like I've had breath and a break. Yeah. And so that is, you know, something I want to be mindful of is not then just imagining how can I get back to 2019. It's like a part of that rhythm was dysfunctional, right? Yeah. A part of that rhythm, I don't want that anymore. And so integrating and creating a new vision based on the awakenings that came up for us this year.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And that resonates so strong, you know, is strongly in terms of thinking of, yeah, this year has been challenging for so many people. And like, what have you learned? Like, what do you want to keep from this? Because there's been some reorganization that I think for so many of us, like I know for those of us who were traveling all over the place and doing this, and now I've had my ass in one place, you know, for a whole year almost, which I can't even tell you the last time that happened. Right. I'm like, oh, this is what it feels like to just be home in myself and in my space and with my community and with the people who I'm the closest to, you know?
Right. It's true.
How many of the relationships that we have are transactional when this thing when this all happened, you know, it's just like,
right. Yes. You get real clarity about yourself, about your peace, about friendships and relationships, you know, about what matters. And so holding on to those insights as you're picturing, you know, what you want the next year to look like.
Yeah. You know, as we close.
And I would say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, please, since you would say, go ahead.
Yeah. It also was a reminder for me about not waiting for green lights. You know, many times we wait for other people, like our future is in their hands. If someone says yes to this, or if someone gives me this opportunity, then, you know, I can make it happen. But especially I think with Zoom and all this technology, like some of the dreams you were waiting for, you can manifest now. You can manifest it now. You can do your show now. You can write, you could, whatever it is you are dreaming up, you can do a manifestation of it in your present reality.
I love this. I love this so much. You know, as we close down, I just want to ask you what your wish is for the new year, your wish for yourself and even your wish for humanity and all of us.
Yes. I would say love and connection. You know, that so many of us have felt isolation. And, you know, I have kids who are doing the virtual online who, you know, just miss their friends and can't wait to be able to go play with them. And then I know at my church, a lot of seniors who live by themselves. Yeah. And so for us to feel the vastness of love and connection, that even if you are somewhere physically by yourself, that we are not alone. And that's my hope for myself and for all of us.
That's beautiful. Dr. Tema, thank you so much for being with us today.
You are welcome.
Fast and powerful, right? Fast and so powerful. Dr. Tema, everybody. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do with this moment right now is to dive right in to a little practice. To a little practice together. And so I want to go right into the heart. And as we go into the heart, we think about how it is that we can come home to ourselves. To your truth, not running from shadows. I love this quote from her. How can we be vulnerable enough to not be running from our shadows? That's big. But you know, a piece of that vulnerability, a piece of it is knowing that you can trust yourself to make a change, that you can trust yourself to show up for yourself. Just like Casey Crown was talking about a few weeks ago with boundaries, it's what is it that we're protecting? Not just what are we pushing away, but having that adaptability to know that we are not going to abandon ourselves in 2021. We're not going to abandon ourselves, period. Okay, starting now. And when we do, it'll happen. How do we come back home to? And so I'd love to do just a short practice together now. Place your hands over your heart. We'll do a quick listening practice. Listen with it. Go ahead and take a deep, full breath in. And a deep breath out. Again, full breath in. And a breath out. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. If you'd like to keep them open, that's fine too, but just keep a blurred out vision. And now I'm going to ask you a few questions. And I want you to just notice what arises for you as I ask the questions. There's nothing to do about them. There's no stories to make about them. Just notice what arises. And you'll see what we do with it later. Inhale. Exhale. First question. Where do you need to come home to yourself? I'll say it again. Where do you need to come home to yourself? Just notice what comes up for you. See if you can be specific. Here's your second question. What is an easy way that you can remind yourself to come back home to yourself when you get lost? I'll ask that a little more simply. What is an easy way that you can remind yourself to come back home to yourself anytime you get lost? What is an easy way? And finally, how will you know when you're home with yourself? How will you know when you're home with yourself? And how will you know when you're not? What are the signs that the house is burning down? Just take a moment to see what arises for you in this space. One more breath in and one more breath out. And come back. And I'd love for you all to just type in whatever it was that arose for you in the chat box. Just type in whatever arose for you in the chat. And just whatever it is, it doesn't have to make sense. They don't have to all be connected to one another. What came up? I love this, and we'll see what arises. Monique, we know we are home when we have inner and outer peace at home in community and humanity. You know, for me, I think a big piece of my coming home, coming really truly home to myself, is really coming home into my physical body in a new way. I've been sharing a lot about my journey this year with my body and just coming home to the truth of what my body is without trying to force it into something it's not or change it into something it's not, but just to be fully in flow and at home in it and feeling that sense of ease and confidence and knowing I'm out of alignment is when I'm trying to force it into something that it's not in a way that doesn't bring joy. Doesn't mean I don't work hard sometimes, but in a way that doesn't bring joy and feeling in a sense of ease in my physical body. So that's where I took it today. And I think many of you've heard some of the work that I've been doing on this year. And beautiful. One way you will know is when you have come home. One way you will know is when the physical space you're in, your house, reflects who you are. And Melanie, touching your heart. And Jerry, when you feel anxious and stressed, you're doing too much, you gotta come back. When things feel too hard and too much like a struggle, you know you're on the wrong track, like you're swimming upstream. Emily, I got you. Evie, to slow down and check in with myself often, to practice radical acceptance. And Amy, insecurity, recognizing that when I question my ability and intelligence and worthiness, I'm giving into a lie. It is self-abandonment. Eric, comparing myself to others is a signal that I've gone away. So don't forget these things. Loving your body, Steph, and feeling you're enough. I'm with you. Beautiful. I just want to give you this quote again. How can we be vulnerable enough to not be running from our shadows? Beautiful. And as we close out today, I just want you to take a moment to think about your golden nugget from today's teaching. What is the number one thing that you want to take from today's practice? Hands over the heart. We gave you lots of important stuff. A lot of people said amazing things in the chat box. I said some cool things. Dr. Tema said amazing things. If you could pick one thing to keep with you, what would it be? What's the one golden nugget you want to take from today? It takes about 25 to 30 seconds to commit something to your long-term memory, so just think about it for a few moments. And so I love you all so much. And this is the power of homecoming. When you feel lost coming home to yourself, let us come home. With a closing prayer. God, Spirit, Universe, all that is, all that ever has been, and all that ever will be, we thank you. Thank you for being with us together. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for protecting our bodies and our minds and the technology and everything that makes this moment possible. As this community buckles our seatbelts and fastens ourselves into our seats to blast off into the new year, may we be protected. May we take a moment to ourselves to reflect on all that we've done and learned and the ways that we've grown this year. May we give that to ourselves. May you help us give that to ourselves. And may we stand together, stronger than ever now, and rise up in 2021. Thank you, Lord, Spirit, God, Universe, for this community. We look forward to the opportunity to come together in person in 2021. Glory be. Ashe, Aho, Salam, Shalom, Amen, Awen, Tatnam, Om. Love y'all. Love y'all so much. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to rate it or subscribe. But most importantly, to send this episode to a friend or to someone you love. The only way we're going to see change in this world is by each of us spreading messages of hope into the corners of the world where only you can reach. So send this today to someone who needs it. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. This is Justin Michael Williams, signing out. I love you, and I'll meet you right here in this special place in our next episode, where we rise together.